From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis is at the White House meeting with President Barack Obama on his first full day of his state visit to the United States. The Holy Father was greeted by cheering crowds on arrival last night. Today, the area around the White House is on lockdown, secured for his visit. And VOA's Deanna Logretta is among the crowd anxiously awaiting at 18th and Constitution.
I've talked to people who spend the night here waiting for those gates to open. And there is a lot of excitement. I met people who came from New York, from Tennessee, from South Dakota, North Carolina, from all over the region, Alexandria, Virginia. And everybody's very excited. They are waiting to see if they're going to have the opportunity to actually talk to the Pope after they have the official welcoming at the White House.
The Pope is expected to parade past the Washington National Mall today and see the crowds and let them see him. Inside the White House at a photo opportunity, the Pope has said that addressing climate change can no longer be left to a future generation. We'll have more on this story as the day goes on, no doubt. After the Pope leaves, Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives on Friday, making his first state visit to the United States. The leader of the Asian giant is calling for better relations with the U.S. to help prevent what he says could be disastrous conflict between the two nations. President Xi is currently in the western state of Washington. He has said there that he and the Chinese government stand against hacking and other internet crimes that seem to be prevalent these days and that often the Chinese government is accused in. This is VOA News. Six West African heads of state will travel to Burkina Faso today, there to restore transitional president Michel Kafando to power. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is the president of the ECOWAS Commission.
We have decided to deploy military and humanitarian observers in order to monitor the respect of human rights in Burkina Faso. They have also invited the chairman of the authority, in liaison with the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, to initiate a political dialogue among all the stakeholders in Burkina Faso with a view to finding lasting solutions to the political crisis in the country.
The Presidential Guard overthrew the transitional government last Wednesday, less than a month before elections, but the leader of that coup is now apologizing and says he will hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. The European Union Interior Ministers meeting yesterday in Brussels approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented today to EU leaders. The UN Refugee Agency says the constant stream of migrants is so large that a quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. UNHCR Melissa Fleming says the improved reception centers are needed.
There would be a robust capacity to receive people, to provide them with assistance, and you see many people coming with medical issues, with just the clothes on their back, with small children. Then they would be registered, screened, and designated for relocation if they meet the criteria.
Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. Thousands have died trying to make the journey. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi is back in that country. He has arrived in the southern port city of Aden following a six-month exile. Mr. Hadi fled to Saudi Arabia in March as Shiite Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge in Aden. Last week, Yemen's cabinet returned with the goal of restoring stability to the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says military experts believe Russian planes sent to Syria are there for basic force protection as they prop up the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. But Kerry says it's unclear what Russia's long-term intentions in the country are.
If they are there to fight ISIL and only ISIL, even as they provide continued support as they have previously to Assad, but with a view to getting to a legitimate negotiation and to cooperating with people against ISIL, that's one possibility.
Meanwhile, the UN envoy to Syria has launched another effort to open peace talks for that country. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.